You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, live here in the Right Side studios. Yes, indeed, local, state, national. We're covering down on all the stuff, man, and it's solid conservative, and like the dude just said, just plain right. All right, it is, what day is this? Wednesday. It's Wednesday, August 10th. Talking about this raid on Mar-a-Lago, let me just say this. Here's my monologue starting. There's always going to be times where decisive action is necessary. I get that. The kind of decisions that are made that fall into the whole, like, damn the torpedoes, full steam ahead kind of category. In combat, the phrase is often called violence of action, meaning you don't hesitate. You do what is necessary. Meaning that you're going to get something done, and yes, it's going to get messy, but you're going to get it done. But for the most part, the decisions that we make in life, in politics, in business, those are decisions that, generally speaking, they allow for a firm and decisive action, but yet they leave room for the nuanced indications that there was no recklessness, there was no disregard for the second and third order effects of that decision, that you're not a bull in a china shop. It's basically wisdom. The concept that you may have a job to do, a belief to adhere to, a duty of some kind, but you know that your decisions affect others. So you will enter into those moments judiciously. I mean, like even in a court of law, as an attorney, I can tell you, you can often find that being liable for some sort of reckless conduct can result in punitive damages, the kind of damages designed to actually punish you for such recklessness or disregard for the consequences. I say all this because decisions matter, and how you act on those decisions matter, and how we respond to those decisions and those actions also matters. Here's an example. This is like a non- not a huge deal kind of thing, but here's an example that maybe doesn't rise to the level of emotional or societal upheaval. You may recall that the Alabama legislature passed a law a few years ago that changed the marriage laws in the state to no longer require a ceremony. Now, in the state of Alabama, it's simply enough to go to the probate office and sign a contract. Just a contract, that's all. The bill created that new way of doing things in the wake of the Obergefell decision on same-sex marriage. Some believed that the law was created to help probate judges avoiding the uncomfortable aspect of conducting ceremonies that it violated their personal beliefs. All right, I totally get that. But I also voted against the bill, several years in a row, actually. In the end, they passed it over my objections, but my objections remain on the record. Why was I objecting? Well, it's not because I have a secret support of gay marriage. No, my objection to the bill that reduced marriage to a piece of paper was because I believe that the ceremony matters. There were actions being taken by government. I felt like they diminished the quality, the value, the authenticity, the solemnity, if you will, of the marriage ceremony. And I think that matters. I believe that during the debates I do today, that some things are important. Some things really matter. Some things go beyond mere legalities. In the case of marriage, I believe that the very institution of marriage, the commitment that is designed to create, is so important, so grounded in what is good, that it deserves the solemnity of a ceremony. So call me old-fashioned if you want to, but I believe that some things matter that literally are bigger than just the black and white whys and wherefores. In other words, they were passing a law, but by passing the law, I felt like they were having a second and third order effect of diminishing the value of something else. So how do we respond to something like that? How do I respond? I objected to it. I did what I could. I tried to block the bill. I even filibustered to a degree. But in the end, the law passed over my objections, but my daughter's getting married this fall, and I imagine it's going to be a beautiful ceremony that accompanies their contract. But I see this in other places, much more extreme circumstances, the kind of things that do get emotional and do cause upheaval. Like, for instance, the fact that 1 year ago this week, the Biden administration commenced its awful and misguided pullout of Afghanistan. 1 year ago this week, did the war need to end? Sure. I was ready for it to end. I have family members that are in service now who were just kids back when I was in Afghanistan. No war should last into perpetuity. But it was the manner in which the pullout occurred. It mattered. It mattered deeply. It mattered especially to the many men and women whose lives were impacted by their service there or whose families endured the separation, even the loss associated with being deployed to a hot war zone. President Biden could stand before the American people and prattle on inanely that it was necessary to end the war, and he was right. But how he ended it, how he did it, was a direct affront to the thousands and thousands of troops who wear the inner and outer scars of their service in Southwest Asia. And the jackleg manner in which the Biden administration slapped that decision together resulted in the death of 13 service members and countless Afghan citizens. It was a travesty, and it ended in actual death, but so many who watched it and felt it and grieved over it, there was also a sense that this administration was so tone-deaf that no one out on the periphery even mattered. Well, I'll correct that record right now. We all mattered. But again, it's not always the black and white factors of the decision that really are what matters. Sometimes it's how it will impact the psyche, the emotions, the sentiments of those who view it. Because the how and the why of decisions that are made by leaders, they matter. And how we respond to them also matters. How did we respond to Afghanistan? Well, we were angry. Citizens rose up. Citizens made their voice heard. Citizens got busy. There are groups to this day that are still helping to raise money and rescue our friends and allies and U.S. citizens who were trapped in the Taliban's new stronghold. Why? Because a botched decision that indicated that none of us matter? Well, it mattered. So people stepped in with a response that mattered. That's what we must do. But this week, let me just say this. This week it ramped up again. The raid at Mar-a-Lago has stunned the world. The Trump haters and the liberal pundits will say, well, there must have been some guilt. Or if he's innocent, then he has nothing to worry about. Or no one is above the law. But how they went about this, it actually matters. We're told that Trump may have had some security clearance level documents. Never mind that he is the ultimate authority who is allowed to determine what is classified. But keep this in mind. Sandy Berger, remember him? He was Bill Clinton's national security advisor. He was actually caught stealing top secret documents from the archives that dealt with Al-Qaeda. He hid them in his socks, trying to get them out of the building. Did they raid his home? No. Hillary Clinton, she was Secretary of State. She had a private server at her home on which she did classified work and held classified emails. Her staff deliberately destroyed the hard drive with a hammer and deleted her emails, 33,000 of them. Was her home raided? No. The list goes on and on. So they believed they had a grievance against something that Trump did or something he possessed? Okay. Well, there's ways and means of dealing with that that don't involve sending dozens of FBI agents to his residence and not allowing his attorneys to be present. You see, a decision was made. It was a decision they believed mattered. But it was made in such a ham-handed manner that it had the collateral effect of inflaming literally half the nation, of destroying already tattered trust in government, of further dividing the nation. You see, decisions matter, but how they're acted on matters. And now how we respond to this situation matters. Now listen, don't think for a second that those who would act with such reckless disregard for the collateral damage of their actions won't for a second descend upon you who step over the line in response. So what we do now in response, that matters. So what I'm saying is this. Don't do something stupid. Don't do some of the Facebook threats. Don't do some of the jackleg stuff that I see on the other side when you start making threats and doxing and doing the thing. No, that's their tactic, not ours. So listen, you run for office. You question your government. You support conservative causes and watchdog organizations. You run a social media campaign, but do not even for a second step across the legal lines because they're watching right now. They want to see how we're going to do this. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to find out that part of their actions were to goad us into doing things that we don't need to be doing, things that could wind up shutting down the conservative cause. None of these empty-headed calls to take up arms that I see on Facebook right now or to dox the FBI agents or blanket accusations of corruption and death threats, none of it. We're better than that. We are better than they are. So what I'm saying is this, stay active. Keep your head on a swivel. Demand accountability. Get noisy if you have to, but do not descend to their level. You see, decisions matter. How they are acted on matters. But remember that we are also allowed to respond, but how we respond also matters. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Oh, well, I ran long on that one, Boomer. Probably because of the camel, too. But nonetheless, that one was important. And folks, I'm serious. Do not think for a second that if they can do that to a president, that they won't come do it to you. There are people in jail for January 6th who've had their lives ruined because they showed up and stood outside the building and made their voices heard. Don't think for a second they're not watching. What they did matters. They made all kinds of collateral damage out of it. How we respond also matters. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.